From NPR News in Washington, I'm Jack Speer. President Obama traveled to Cooper Union College in New York today to talk about the need for greater transparency in the financial markets. The president saying now is not the time for Main Street and Wall Street to be on opposite sides. Mr. Obama said instead both sides need to embrace the idea of a measure designed to overhaul the nation's financial system.
Without action, we'll continue to see what amounts to highly leveraged, loosely monitored gambling in our financial system, putting taxpayers and the economy in jeopardy.
Meanwhile, on Capitol Hill, the bickering over a financial reform bill continues. Senate Republicans today were able to block an effort by Democrats to start debate on the measure. Republican Mitch McConnell accusing Democrats of preempting negotiations. As air traffic returns to nearly normal in Europe after a six-day shutdown due to volcanic ash, airlines are increasingly accusing aviation authorities of having created more chaos than was needed. As Terry Schultz reports from Brussels, it's not only a matter of who gets the blame, but who gets the bill.
$2 billion. That's a preliminary estimate from the International Air Transport Association on what airlines have lost so far due to the no-fly period. Many are now demanding their governments help compensate them for what they've paid out to passengers, as providing food and lodging during delays is required by European Union law. Not only that, European Commission spokeswoman Helen Kearns warns Brussels is monitoring how well they treat inconvenienced passengers.
The compensation and the financial duties that they have to comply with in terms of passengers will be taken into account when we look at the economic impact of the crisis.
The EU is considering if and how to help the airlines. Direct aid from member state governments is against EU law, but some exceptions have been made, for example, after the 9/11 attacks. For NPR News, I'm Terry Schultz in Brussels.
Former Vice President Dick Cheney has endorsed former Florida State House Speaker Marco Rubio for the Senate, as NPR's Greg Allen reports. Mr. Cheney said the other Republican in the race, Governor Charlie Crist, can't be trusted.
Florida's moderate Republican governor, Charlie Crist, has confirmed he's considering pulling out of the race for the GOP nomination and running in the general election as an independent. Polls show his primary opponent, conservative Marco Rubio, has built a solid lead among Republican voters, but that in a three-way race against Rubio and a Democrat, Crist could be competitive. While Crist deliberates, a slew of Republicans have lined up behind Rubio. Former Vice President Dick Cheney became the latest, saying Rubio is a strong conservative leader and that Crist can't be trusted to take on the Obama agenda. Crist has until the end of the month to decide whether to remain in the Republican primary or run as an independent. If Crist goes independent, Florida's GOP says all elected Republicans in the state will be required to renounce past support for him and request the return of campaign contributions. Greg Allen, NPR News, Miami.
After positive earnings news, stocks staged a late-day rally. The Dow Jones Industrial Average gained 9 points to close at 11,134. The Nasdaq gained 14 points. The S&P 500 was up 2 points today. This is NPR. A Roman Catholic bishop in Germany offered to resign today amid allegations he mismanaged church funds and physically abused children. NPR's Eric Westervelt reports it's not clear the Pope has accepted the bishop's resignation.
The Catholic Diocese of Augsburg said Bishop Walter Mixa offered to step down and has apologized. The Vatican doesn't comment on resignations, but the German Bishops' Conference said it had accepted his decision to leave. The diocese said the bishop had now retreated for the time being. Bishop Mixa is accused of hitting kids while a priest years ago. He initially denied the allegations, but later admitted he may have hit children. In addition, an investigator has found irregularities at a Catholic children's home under his responsibility. He denies any financial wrongdoing. The bishop's case is not related to a wave of new allegations of sexual abuse of children by German priests, but to many, his case raises troubling questions about how the German Catholic Church handles accusations of wrongdoing by priests. Eric Westervelt, NPR News, Berlin.
Even as the search for 11 missing workers continues, officials say a burning oil rig off the coast of Louisiana has now sunk. The Deepwater Horizon, which had been listing heavily after an explosion earlier this week, went down in several thousand feet of water. Michael O'Berry is a Coast Guard senior petty officer and says they also have a report of oil leaking at the site.
There is oil leaking. There's a 1-mile by 5-mile sheen of crude oil, so that's a pretty good space right now.
The oil rig was drilling for BP with some 126 workers on board when the explosions took place Tuesday night. Government says its producer price index rose 0.7% in March, excluding volatile food and energy. The rate was up 0.1%. I'm Jack Speer, NPR News in Washington.